Listening Library presents The Adventures of a Girl Called Bicycle by Christina Uss. Read for you by Jennifer Barnhart. The Mostly Silent Monastery. The front door to the Mostly Silent Monastery was missing. Sister Wanda Magdalena walked up the front steps and started to reach for the doorknob that wasn't there. She stopped, pursed her lips, and put her doorknob-reaching hand on her hip. Examining the wide doorframe, she saw three stainless steel hinges attached to nothing. Luckily, Sister Wanda had chosen to retire years ago from being a nearly silent nun. She could use her voice to say anything she wanted to, and she had something to say right now.
"Big Al," she yelled, "where are you? Please hang the front door immediately. This place can't be mostly silent without a door to keep out the noise."
When Big Al, the construction worker in charge of finishing the brand new building, didn't answer or appear, Sister Wanda sighed. Move-in day for the mostly silent monks at 65 Monastery Lane in Washington, D.C. had officially happened yesterday, but the building still had a lot of odds and ends that were not quite right. Some of the light switches didn't switch. The hot water faucet squeaked, and the pesky front door had needed to be taken down and rehung in order to close properly. Sister Wanda never settled for not quite right, and had presented Big Al with a list of problems and strict instructions that every item on it would need to be completed and ship-shape by 6 o'clock today, or else. It looked as though one of the workers had gotten as far as taking the door down, but not as far as putting it back up. Sister Wanda went into the front hallway, zigzagging around heaps of empty cardboard boxes.